Men, I'm going to call you out for something. I wish Anthony was here to defend you, but he's still out sick. So, guys, you're going to have to fend for yourself on this one because I have a bone to pick with you. And it all has to do with your alarms. Maybe it's just my husband, but now I've witnessed another man do it. And I'm thinking this is a trend that needs to stop. Your alarms that go off on the weekend. I get it. You have alarms set to get you up during the week to go to work. I do too. And in fact, I have a couple set because I tend to oversleep. But my husband, and now someone else that I've noticed, doesn't have their alarm set for weekdays. They have it set every single day. So Saturday at 6 a.m., his alarm will go off. Saturday and Sunday are my only 2 days to sleep in. So as you can imagine, I am not a happy wife when that alarm goes off. And I have told him multiple times, change it. On your settings, you can put whatever days you want. You could put weekdays, but you have it set to every single day. Is this a man thing? Because we just went, stayed the night with some friends at a cabin. I'm an early riser, so I was up having some coffee, and I hear what I think is a fire alarm. Now, we're in a cabin. I'm not familiar with it, so I tend to kind of freak out. I'm about to go run in and get my kids, and then it shuts off. And I was like, okay. Walked around the cabin. Everything seemed fine. So fast forward to breakfast, and I bring up this random noise to my friend Amy, and I said, hey, what was that noise? Did you hear it this morning? Oh, yeah, that was Norm's alarm. Same thing. It is his work alarm that is going off on the weekends early in the morning. Men, what is going on with you? Is this an issue y'all are having, or is it just my husband and my friend? Ladies, if this happens in your household, can you give me a call? 888-431-3764. And men, if you feel the need to defend yourself, give me a call. 888-431-FROG. There is a problem, and I think it is a man problem. Alarms. I get it. You have alarms set to remind you of things, to wake you up in the morning. But if you have alarms set to wake you up and it's the weekend and you don't need to wake up, now you're waking up the entire family, and I have a problem with that. My husband is notorious for this. Went on vacation with some friends, and my friend's husband does it too. Kim in Beaumont, is this just a man thing?
I'm the opposite. I have all the alarms, and my husband's yelling at me, shut those off.
It's you? You're the problem, Kim?
I think I do. I like live my life on alarms. I'm like, oh, time to do this. Oh, gotta go do this. Oh, gotta do this.
Kim, on behalf of your husband, knock it off.
I know.
Hey, Bailey, does your man have the same problem with the alarms going off at all times of the day, even early in the morning on the weekends?
All the time, and he sticks it under my pillow on the weekends. I wake up at 6, Monday through Friday. I want to sleep in just like you on the weekend.
Why does he do that? Why are you still married to him? That is like grounds for divorce.
I agree. So now I'm trying to like sneak his phone back under his side. It always ends up under my pillow, and I'm so frustrated every weekend.
It's like they don't get it. I've taken his phone before, and I've showed him. I've even reset it, and yet he'll go back. He's like, well, you know, I just like to get up early on the weekends. Then keep it to yourself. I don't want to wake up that early.
I totally agree.
I don't wake you up at 4 a.m. on a Monday.
Totally agree with you on that one.
Guys, it seems to be a you problem. You might want to defend yourself. 888-431-3764. Is it only a man problem that you don't know how to set your alarm? And I'm basing all of this off of Art and one of our friends, because on the weekends, his alarm will still go off early in the morning, and it drives me nuts. Went on vacation with some friends, same thing. The husband, alarm went off super early on the weekends, and it was his work alarm. Derek, are you part of the problem? Do you keep your alarm set all week long?
I'm not part of that problem, no. I set my alarms for Monday through Thursday, and sometimes Friday if I have to get up for work on Fridays. If not, I have an alarm set to get my daughter to school. Weekends, it's shut off.
On behalf of wives everywhere who are waking up early on Saturday and Sunday, thank you. Thank you for having your alarm set the right way.
You're welcome.
Dan in Temecula, are you part of the problem, or do you know how to set an alarm the right way?
Hell no, I'm not part of the problem. I want to sleep in too on weekends.
I wake
up at 2, 3, 4 in the morning. My start times vary every day. So I have to set my alarm every day for a different time, Monday through Friday. Saturday, I put that damn phone in another room because I don't want to be woke up. All right? Art, if you're listening, happy wife, happy life, brother. Just saying.
Say it louder. Okay, a song because it looks like it's just my friend and Art. This one's for you guys and your alarm that goes off 7 days a week. Morgan Wallen, I'm the problem on K-Frog.
Dumb, drunk, or drugs?
Leah in Highland is on for dumb, drunk, or drugs. How do you think you're going to do?
I don't know. I've been getting them wrong lately. I hope I do good. Let's see.
All right, let's see. Here's a real headline. Couple attempts, $1,500 meat heist. Were they dumb, drunk, or on drugs?
Oh, my goodness. Dumb.
They were, because this meat heist was foiled when the steak stealers were pulled over for a broken taillight. Cops noticed the brisket bandits were acting suspicious, so they searched the truck and found what they called a wall of meat covered in the bed of the truck.
Oh, my.
The high stakes were valued at over $1,500. The carnivore crooks were arrested. As for the cop, he said it was the most rare traffic stop he's ever done. I couldn't imagine accepting a date and then telling the guy, oh, yeah, but I don't want to go to X, Y, and Z. To the point that this woman has a list of places she will not go on her first date. Here are just a couple of them. Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, Chili's, Chipotle, Olive Garden, the movies, your house, any fast food restaurant, IHOP, Denny's, Starbucks, ice cream dates, bowling and nightclubs. I guess she is really trying to get wined and dined. I don't know. It just seems very confident of her. Good. She, you know, has high standards. I don't know that I could tell a guy straight up, like, yes, I'll go on a date, but here's what you need to know. And as a man, if a woman comes at you and has these list of don'ts for your first date, do you still proceed on that date? Probably depends on how hot she is. Give me a call, 888-431-3764. If you're in the dating world, I want to pick your brain on this. 888-431-FROG. Accepting a date and then giving them the big fat, but I don't want to go to, and then you have a list of restaurants. Seems a little high maintenance to me. I get it. As a girl, you got to have your standards, but there's a woman who has a full-blown list of places she won't go. It includes fast food dates, coffee dates, ice cream dates, but then like restaurants that I'm a fan of, Cheesecake Factory, that's where I went on my first date with Art. Red Robin, Red Lobster, that's a no-go for her. Dan in Temecula, let's say a woman agrees to go on a first date with you, but she hands you that list of restaurants. Are you still going on the date with her?
On a first date, no, I would not take her there. I would take her someplace more fancy. So, no, I would agree with that. I don't like going on cheap dates for a first date, no.
Okay, big spender. Gonna take it to Terrell, who's here at the K-Frog offices. I've heard some of your dating stories. Let's say a woman drops this list on you, places she will not go on a first date. Do you still take her on a date?
With all that, no. She'd be lucky if I take her to McDonald's.
Okay, what's a good first date place then?
I like to think outside the box. So a good first date for me is thinking what she likes to do, have fun. Like, I'm going to a TV show today for a first date.
What TV show? You're not taking her to Maury, are you?
No, that would be kind of funny. But no, we're going to see The Voice for our first date.
Okay, A plus for creativity there. If a woman gives you a list of places she will not go on a first date, is that a total red flag? Because so far, it sounds like the guys are okay with this. Give me a call, 888-431-3764. A great first date would be K-Frog's Christmas Throwdown. I mean, it's a ways away, but hey, you got to talk and meet him anyways. December 5th, and you can see this one, Dasha. She's going to be out there performing live. Get your tickets at kfrog.com. High standards or just high maintenance? A woman has a list of restaurants and places she will not go on a first date, which includes Olive Garden, the movie, your house, any fast food chain, coffee dates, ice cream dates, going to the gym, a buffet, Buffalo Wild Wings, bowling, any sports event. And that's just naming a few off the list. Bob and San Dimas, say a woman gives you this list of places she won't go. Would you still go on the date?
I've been married for 10 years now. I met my wife online. My theory is you pick the place, I'll pay the bill.
Oh, okay. What if she picks a really expensive steakhouse, though, and this is your first date?
You know, I'm not taking her to Morton's or someplace like that, but, you know, Outback or one of those places or whatever is fine with me. And what I also do is send me a current picture. take a picture on your phone and send me, that way I have a date stamp on it.
You better send me a picture so that I can make sure you're not catfishing before I buy you caviar.
That's right. Absolutely.
Randy in Temecula, let me throw it at you now. Let's say a woman gives you a list of places she will not go on a first date. Do you still go on that date with her?
Okay, so I was listening to your list, and I came up with an alternative plan. Yes, I would probably go out with her on that date, depending on how she looked. But I would take her to an axe-throwing place, because that was not mentioned on that list.
Okay, so go do an activity.
Yeah.
And then on the same time, you can see if she's a psycho, how well she throws an axe.
Exactly.
Anthony, please get well soon, because I can't take another week of my husband filling in for the rad dad joke. This is normally when Anthony does his dad joke of the day, but since he's out sick, my husband Art is filling in, and it's been an interesting week. What are we going to finish with, Art?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cow says.
Cow says who?
No, silly. Cow says moo.
I don't even get that.
Cold slime might be my favorite joke of the entire week. If you want to read these back or share them on social media, check out K-Frog's Facebook or Instagram. How casual is Friday Casual going to be today? I know the office is here at K-Frog. Big Boss already sent out the email, said we're closing a little bit early so everybody can start their weekend early. So I'm just banking on there being like three people. Not that I ever really dress up for work because I'm on the radio, nobody sees me. And out of everybody here, I am probably the one who pushes the dress code a little bit more than everybody else. Because on top of it being radio, it's also really early in the morning. And I'm a SoCal native, so a lot of times I'll come in, whether it's Friday or any day, in flip-flops. Jeans and a t-shirt are my usual go-to outfits for work. Unless we do have a client coming in, then I will dress it up a little bit more. And I'm sure the dress code varies from job to job, but defining business casual seems to be a difficult task. And when you don't know what to do, what do? You Google it. Here are some of the things people have Googled that have to do with business casual. Are sweats business casual? That is the number one Google search in LA having to do with a dress code. Even I would say no. It's very rare, but there have been occasions I've worn sweats. I would say that is a hard pass. San Francisco wants to know, are flannels business casual? I think with like a nice pair of jeans, you could pull that off depending on what you're doing. And in Oregon, are shorts business casual? Now, there are some very nice like dressy shorts, but even that, I would probably pass on. What is your definition of business casual? Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764. No, yoga pants are not business casual. That was the number one Google search out of Connecticut when trying to pinpoint what makes a business casual outfit. There's not really a dress code here at K-Frog. It's just kind of assumed, come in and look presentable. There are some days I kill that, and there are some days I look like I got killed. It's really a crapshoot. It's either going to be feral or fine. 909 says, we have casual Fridays at my job. I usually opt for leggings and a cardigan. Okay, so maybe leggings are acceptable. Stacy in Riverside, let me throw this at you. In your mind, what qualifies as business casual? Can you wear flip-flops to the office on business casual?
No, negative. That is not business casual.
All right, well, that's a strike against me. What about leopard print?
Pushing it. I would still say no.
Dang it. I would definitely get fired from your job. And so would most people in Atlanta, because that's what they want to know. Is leopard print business casual? What is your definition? Give me a call at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. As someone who got dress coded back in high school, it's kind of fitting that out of everyone here at K-Frog, I'm usually the one to break the rules when it comes to the dress code. Not that we have one that is set in stone, but I know I kind of push it. I wear flip-flops. I wear holy jeans. There have been those late nights that bleed into early mornings where I come in wearing yoga pants. But I won't do that if I know we have a client coming in or if I have a meeting I need to go to. In your line of work, though, what is considered business casual? I would say radio is probably a little more laid back than most. Leslie in Canyon Lake, what is your definition of business casual?
Business casual is a nice pair of jeans, maybe a t-shirt or a button-up, either way.
Could you wear a hoodie as part of your business casual?
If it's cold.
And it probably depends on what the hoodie looks like. That's the number one Google out of Denver. Is a hoodie considered business casual? 951 wants to point out, if you're wearing jeans on business casual, no holes in those jeans. And Amber doubles down on Facebook saying, nice jeans, a blouse, and clean sneakers. Guys, those grass-stained New Balances, leave them at home. Those aren't business casual.